Welcome to Gapology Radio with your hosts, Mark Tinas and Brian Brockoff, authors of the leadership development books, Gapology, IMBAR, and Speed of Purpose. At Gapology, our purpose is to help leaders achieve their greatest potential. To learn more about our groundbreaking books and training services, visit our website, gapology.org.
Hey everybody, welcome to Gapology Radio. If you're seeing someone on your team who is struggling due to misplaced self-belief or a lack of personal or professional confidence, consider referring them to our book, IMBAR. Or even pick up a copy yourself if you haven't had a chance to check it out. IMBAR shares a clear process for looking at how your identity and mindset drive your behaviors to create action and ultimately deliver results. The pathway is impactful to understand because from that knowledge, you can make adjustments that will make immediate differences in your outcomes, goals, and expectations. You can learn more by visiting our website, gapology.org. And as for tonight, we'll take a deep dive into mindset and explore how stepping up can impact your life and close your action gaps. So let's go ahead and get the show rolling with Mark Tinas. Hey, Mark, how are you doing?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a crazy week. You know, there's been a lot of requests for Gapology, for, you know, a lot of contact with potential clients and that kind of stuff. And it really feels like people out there are really taking an interest in adding new learnings into their workplace and that type of thing. And you know, it's just an exciting time for us here at Gapology. And I think the podcast helps with some of that. So how about you? How's your week been?
Oh, I've been just, on my stair stepper here, just trying to step it up, you know?
Oh, yeah. Step it up. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that ties into our topic tonight. I'm not sure That's about the perfect. Stair stepper, but I just have to walk up and down the steps because my office is upstairs. So that's my workout, I guess.
Hey, it counts.
It does. It does. So tonight's topic is about stepping up, which, you know, actually does kind of tie into a lot of the needs that people have for their leaders to be able to step up and take some action on things that matter for their organization, creating action, creating change in their organization, and so forth. And so we thought we'd talk about stepping up and really from a perspective of courage. So it takes a lot of courage to you know, raise your hand and say, hey, you know, I've got this idea, or, hey, you know, I want to challenge that thought, or, hey, you know, have we thought about this other approach, or whatever type of situation that you may be facing in your workplace. It does take a lot of courage to step up and raise your hand. And I thought, you know, this would be a really cool topic. Actually, Mark sent this in as a topic this week. So I thought this would be cool to roll into our podcast. And Mark, I know you have a few notes on this already. So do you want to kick it off?
Yeah. So sometimes there is no one else to step mm-hmm. up. And it's up to you. And you have to realize when that's the time. And again, it's whether it's stepping up to get something done or stepping up to speak up, you know, as you just mentioned, or step up to innovate and develop a solution. Often it's up to you. So stepping up is something that we've found that the top performing leaders do. They do it regularly. They may not have always done it. It was something they learned. It can be culturally somewhat scary to do it. But once you get used to it, once you're known for it, it can be your calling card, and it can be of great significance, because when leaders step up, they can truly make a difference, and they can move the whole organization forward and set an example for others as well.
Yeah, no, exactly. You know, and I think sometimes you recognize that need to step up. Sometimes you're called upon to step up. So I think you need to always have this in the, you know, in the forefront of your mind is, you know, when would be the opportunity that I would do that? You know, you certainly don't want to just live in that comfort zone that you exist in. You know, you want to push yourself. You want to stretch yourself to more of what we call the stretch zone. Sometimes taking one step forward helps you to expand that comfort zone. You know, always look for an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, and it's never about being disrespectful to anyone either.
Right. Yeah. Totally.
It's always done with respect, but your perspective may be the right one. And if you don't speak up at a given moment, you actually may have let the organization go down a path that would not be as good as had you spoken up. And so you have to think about that. And again, leaders that step up make a difference. They change direction often, the course that an organization, the trajectory of an organization. And it's not always popular, but it can over time really build your career and drive, again, performance to new levels. We find it somewhat missing in the workplace in many organizations, somewhat hard to come by. So there's a tendency to go along and not display courage and a real reluctance in many to step up. And we're challenging that today. We're saying, hey, you need to step up. And when you look at it from a Gapology standpoint, it's really about the action gap for the most part. It's about getting something done, closing the action gap. So we consider it to be part of Gapology. And again, when you set the example, you can help make it cultural within the organization, and it can be of great significance.
Yeah. You know, I think what you said there around perspective, I think that is important. So, you know, each of us has our own perspective. You know, when you look at an organization and the size of the organization, you really do have many perspectives around you. And as an individual, whether you're a individual contributor, emerging leader, or a leader, you're just one perspective in the organization. So I think it's important to, as a leader, to really encourage, and I would almost say set that as an expectation that you want people to step up. You expect them to step up. So if they see something, they need to get out there and say something. You know, you've heard that term before, but just, you know, really create that as an expectation that people step up.
Yeah, no, I like that a lot. Being silent is often not a recipe for great success.
Right.
So we've got some tips here on creating a culture that steps up. So as a leader, how do you create that culture? So one of the first things that we came up with was really to celebrate that behavior when it happens. Use it as an example and celebrate it and make heroes out of those that stepped up, those that spoke up, those that made a difference. That really will work towards the cultural side of it. And that is a big one, and you own it as the leader.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think it does need to be celebrated. It's that whole culture piece. That's created every day. So if you're not recognize the things that you expect, people will stop doing those things, honestly. So, you know, just really be paying attention and, you know, make heroes of them.
Yeah. And it's big. And again, it falls to the leader.
Yep.
You need to do it. The second one is to model the behavior as the leader. So show your team over and over again how you step up. Do so in front of them. And again, always respectfully, and it may be with your leaders, but model the behavior, make a difference. Don't be silent, be the voice. It can have a significant impact on the team. And again, help make it cultural.
Yeah. Yeah. When you model it, when you exhibit the behavior that you're expecting, that's when it becomes important. Your team sees that. They know that it's important to you because they see you doing it. If you say, hey, this is important, but then you never do it yourself, then that you know, whole expectation kind of falls by the wayside. So do build that into your individual repertoire. You know, make it part of who you are. I think stepping up early starts with you.
Yeah, no fear.
Right.
You know, show it, model it. We're here to win, not sit in the corner.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Let's do this.
Right. That was high school dances where you're sitting in the corner.
I remember being on the dance floor. But okay.
Oh, we had different childhoods.
The third one we have here in terms of how to make it cultural is to tell stories. You know, remember a time when so-and-so stepped up and achieved this outcome, and tell the stories with frequency. And again, that will drive culture. you're telling stories about people that behaved in a way that you want others to behave.
Yeah, exactly. So telling stories, that just adds color to whatever you're expecting. So if you're sharing actual things that have happened, people start to connect with it in a different way. It's sort of like watching a movie versus somebody telling you about the movie. It's a different type of experience. So make it impactful, make it meaningful. And I think people will connect with it in a much different way.
Yeah. And that's how legends are made, you know, stepping up.
Right. Yeah.
And it can be, again, of significance for your career to be the topic of good stories in this case.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
The other thing that we wrote about in Gapology was leader behavior that we called EDGE, E-D-G-E. And having EDGE is about stepping up. And leaders with EDGE, we found, tended to be top performers, significantly more successful than the rest, and also creating a culture around them of others that displayed EDGE. Can I walk them through the four steps?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so the first E is energy. So leaders with EDGE had a high level of energy, and it really was like a passion for things that they believed in. And their team saw that, their team knew where they were coming from, and it was motivating to the team. So the energy of the leader passes on to the team. So you have to look in the mirror and examine yourself in relation to energy, because it is of significance. And they will pick up on it and, again, be motivated and carry it forward. The second letter is D, and that was for decisive. We found that the top leaders didn't waffle. They knew what they wanted. They communicated in a clear and concise manner, and they were decisive. You knew where they were coming from. So that tied in perfectly with the first E there, the energy. So energy and decisive, E and D, went together and were clear hallmark people that were stepping up, leaders that were stepping up. The G was for greatness, simply in the fact that the top performing leaders expected greatness, not only from themselves, but from their team. And they were the ones that set the bar, and the team knew where the bar was. They were very clear on that. They went after things. They stepped up. They saw opportunities and they went after it. They knew they could achieve greater results. And so EDG all flowed together. And the second E, then the final E in EDGE, was for expectations. The team was very clear on the expectations. And we talked about that extensively in Gapology, as one of the keys to closing gaps is that the team has to know what the expectations are. So that really tied in with EDGE, and the leader would repeat the expectations regularly. They would be part of the rhythm, and that sort of brought it all together. Probably the definition of stepping up was knowing and achieving and exceeding the expectations. So we found that EDGE was a significant part of stepping up and of closing the action gap.
Yeah, Mark, EDGE, I'm glad you brought up EDGE. I do think this is really the definition of stepping up. The leaders that we saw that displayed this EDGE model that we're talking about, these behaviors, they do step up. They don't wait for things to happen. They take control. So I think in life, you have two different choices. Either you can let life happen to you, or you can make decisions to, lead the life that you want to lead. When we're talking about stepping up, having courage in the workplace, that's what we're talking about. There's really two types of courage. You have your internal courage, where you need to tell yourself, hey, it's okay to step outside of my comfort zone. It's okay to accept that challenging project or, whatever, get on stage and make a speech, whatever that is. And then there's that external courage where you're, you see something and you raise your hand, you speak out on an issue, you ask for clarity if you don't understand something. That is EDGE. That's all wrapped into that. And I think as leaders, as emerging leaders, as individual contributors, we all have an opportunity at one time or another in our work days to be able to step up, have courage, and really exhibit edge.
Yeah, I like that. One of the things you said was leaders that step up don't wait. They don't wait.
Right.
So true. We don't need waiters. We do in our we do in our favorite restaurants, but we don't need waiters on the team. We need those that step it up and that have courage and take action and move. And all of that, again, creates great performance, sets an example for others, ultimately creates a culture. And again, when the leader leads like that, it is of great significance to everyone and certainly to the bottom line as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah, absolutely.
Step up.
Yeah. One thing I want to throw in here too. So I think we need to just mention introverts, you know, or those who are maybe a little shy. It can be very stressful for those people to step up. And what I would say from a leader standpoint, be aware of those people, certainly be aware of psychological safety and those kinds of things. You don't want to put anybody into like a panic zone where they, you know, have actual issues and that kind of thing. But what you need to do is really invite courage. So put out an invitation, reach out, ask for ideas, have brainstorming activities where you're actually calling on people saying, hey, you know, I want everybody to participate. What are your thoughts? You know, pointing somebody in the corner of the room who's not raising their hand saying, hey, you know, I really love to hear your thoughts. You know, I value what you think. I know you have your own perspective. You know, what are you thinking on this topic? Introverts require invitations. Just kind of keep that in the back of your mind.
Yeah, I like that. And again, they may be those that in the background can step it up by getting it done.
Yeah.
You know, getting the work done. And and it's not always about speaking. It's often about doing and taking action and getting it done. So,
yeah.
Yeah. No, I love this topic.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, our call to action really is to exhibit edge, you know, dive in, have energy, be decisive, seek greatness, you know, set expectations and seek expectations if you don't know what yours are. I think there's a lot of things that you can do there, but have courage. If you need a partner on some of this, if you're seeing something and you don't know what to do, reach out to your team leaders, your HR team. There's a lot of people usually in organizations that can help with that. So definitely call on everybody to take action on this stuff.
Yeah, well said. Great job.
All right. Well, this is good, Mark. Thanks so much.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brian. Have a great week.
All right. We'll see you.
Bye.
All right. That'll do it from here. For more information on Gapology or Inbar, head on over to our website, gapology.org. Everyone have a fantastic week. We'll talk to you soon.
This has been a Gapology Institute production. Visit us at gapology.org.